Congressman Devin Nunes is at the center of another social media fray. After filing a lawsuit that inspired the trending hashtag, Yacht Cocaine Prostitutes, FM89's Carrie Klein has more.
On Monday night, Congressman Nunes sued publishing company McClatchy for $150 million in damages over an article published in the Fresno Bee last May that he claims was defamatory. That article detailed a publicly available lawsuit filed against a winery that Congressman Nunes has invested in. The lawsuit alleged that in 2015, guests on a yacht owned by the winery had been snorting cocaine and soliciting prostitutes. The article stated that Nunes was not connected to the events on the yacht, but he claimed that, by association, the company, quote, weaponized its powerful pen and used it as a terrible sword. Nunes's office did not respond to a request for comment. Mike Dermanuel Jr. is a Fresno Republican and chair of a pro-business political action committee called the Lincoln Club. He argues the Bee treats conservative Republicans unfairly.
I think there comes a time to fight back against a lack of fairness and a lack of balance and a lack of professionalism. And Devin reached that point, evidently, and I don't fault him for it at all.
In a statement, the Bee and McClatchy referred to Nunes's lawsuit as a, quote, baseless attack, and pointed out that Nunes has never requested any corrections to the story. Editor Joe Keita can't comment on the lawsuit, but he says the role of the paper is to investigate the stories the community needs to know about.
The processes that we use to create news here are rigorous, and we check and we double check. And in this case, you know, we stand completely behind the work that we've done.
This follows 3 weeks after Nunes filed a $250 million lawsuit against Twitter and a handful of users for defamation, censorship, and negligence. One of those users was an anonymous account purporting to be his cow, which now has more followers than he does. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.